Once again, we're in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalet.
What's that in English? What does that translate to in Arabic?
Well, I'll get to it. Okay, so we are in Kuf Chaf Dalet, Sif Gimel, which is page 295, 124. Well, Gimel, number three. Okay, so we started this yesterday. So the Mechaber says the top of line in Gimel, Kalshis Palakulam Bekiyim, right? If, in a shul, everyone who is assembled knows how to daven. Avo Pichain Yerud HaShatz, V'chozer Lispalo Kedei L'Kayim Takas Chachamim. Still, we repeat the Shmon Esrei out loud. Why? So we discussed yesterday. That's what the Chacham said. That was the way Chacham set it up. We don't have to look for somebody who doesn't know how to daven or didn't know how to daven to listen. But that's the way Chazal set it up. Okay. Now, what we were stopped on is this Ramah. So the Ramah says, V'im yesh yachidim b'kal shemarichin b'tfilason. If there are a select few in the group who are davening longer, they're davening a long Shmon Esrei, ein l'shatz l'hamtin aleihem. So the chazan shouldn't wait for them. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, we'll get to in Dalet, we'll talk about that. That doesn't mean as soon as he's finished, and no, everybody's still davening Shmon Esrei, he should start. Right? There's a requisite amount of people who have to be finished before he could start. But here we're talking about, let's say, Kanan Hara, there's a group like this, so there's much more than Kanan Hara, a minion. So most of the people are finished. So there's a couple of people, maybe more than that, who are still davening Shmon Esrei. They're davening along Shmon Esrei. Basically, everybody's done. So the Chazan starts. He starts. Afil hayu chashuvei ayir, even if they're important people. V'chainim haya minyon bebeis haknes. So too, if there's, now again, so let's talk about how long do we wait to repeat the Shmon Esrei. Now the Ramah is going to a different idea. In other words, that we haven't started davening yet. And we're supposed to start at, let's say, Mincha at 6:50, just to pull a number out of a hat. And we have a minyan. There's a minyan, or more than a minyan. But, again, this is a different idea. So you don't wait for an important person to come. Rather, you start davening. You start davening anyways, even though that person has not arrived. Now, there's a few Mishnah Berurahs here. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Tesvav, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says that we don't wait for people. So you come, it's time to start, we got a minion, so we start, basically. So, so the Mishnah Berurah says, and I'll read it inside, Kivan Shiesh Asara Yeshnam Sham Shechina. Since there's a minion, there's 10 people there, so the Shechina is there. V'almi Yamtinarod, so who are you waiting for? Most important thing is there, the Shechina is there. Now the Chavetz Chaim says, "Chayom nispashel haminhag lahamtin ala beistin." That now, even though we say we don't wait for anybody, we don't wait for anybody to come, we don't wait for anybody who their Shmon Esrei is longer, as long as basically everybody's done. So Mishnah Berurah says, now the custom is that we wait for the abbeisin, the rav. Now, why would you think that is? So I would think that it's out of respect. Out of respect for the rav, finish the Shmon Esrei. So look at this amazing Mishnah Berurah. So the Chofetz Chaim says, "V'nira atam." So the Chofetz Chaim says, "You know why we wait for that basin? We wait for the rav. Mishum dehamino kayom be'ari Yisrael likvoa im abbeisin biyachad eis lomod achar tefila." So he says, "What the first idea is." That normally the custom was to learn after davening, a shir after davening, So if they start davening right away, as soon as there's a minyan, so then, you know, as soon as they finish davening, everybody will cut out. Everybody will leave. Is bitul Torah. And therefore, it will cause bitul Torah. Because people will leave. They won't stay for the shir. They won't want to wait. Ukvias limud shla achar tefila hu inyon gadol. And there's a few places, Kidisa Bitur Shulchan Aruch Kaman Siman Kuf Nun Hey, that to learn after davening is a really important thing. We'll get to that later, Mir Zeshem. Mikhamachem lo yachru zman kriyat shma tefila bishvil zeh. But still, you shouldn't delay it too much. So that's why one reason why they wait for the Rav. Okay, so that's one reason. Now he says that therefore the Rav should come. He brings down the Eli Rabba, Sheish Rav LaHakim LaAtzmo LaAvol LaBeis HaKnesses Kodem Kedei Shlo Yamtino Lav. So therefore the Rav should come early to make sure people don't wait. But there's another idea too, and that is if you look up in Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, it's one of the first white lines. So again, so the Chofetz Chaim said, so we have one reason why we wait for the Rav is because of, you know, we don't want people to mess up the shir. But then the Chofetz Chaim also said before on Yud Gimel, on we don't wait for the Chashuvei Ir. We don't wait even if the people who didn't finish davening or didn't come yet are important people. So why don't we wait? Mivnei Patoreach HaTzibur. Because we don't wait for them because of Tircha de Tzibura, it's a burden. So therefore, even though they didn't finish the Shmona Esrei yet, still the Chazan could start. The Achshav Nagu Hashatz LaHamtein Achi Samad Beisin Es Tefilaso. Again, the Chofetz Chaim says, and now the custom is that we wait for the Rav to finish the Shmona Esrei. Why? Look at this reason. Lefi Sherov HaAnashim Mispalim B'Merutza, because most people daven fast. Again, you would think it's out of respect to the Rav. The Chofetz Chaim says, no. I mean, it could be that reason too. But the Chofetz Chaim shockingly says, because most people daven fast. So if somebody davens normally, they would daven the way he's supposed to, they won't make it. Because it's Speedy Gonzales time, right? Zoom, the cloud of dust. So unfortunately. So therefore, if somebody davens properly, they won't be able to hear Kedusha. Why? Because they're in the middle of Shmona Esrei. L'chem amtinin heim ki heim osim shlo kedin. Therefore, we make them wait. Because they're doing the wrong thing, davening so fast. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that problem here. L'fichach im ein abes me'ir hu adin yamtinu al hamizpal milo b'mila. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, let's say if the Rav's not there. So what do you wait for? You wait for the person who davens nicely. For him to finish. He would be the barometer. But he says, if he davens too long, right? So then, you know. And then the Chofetz Chaim brings down the idea of Rav Akiva. We see from other Chazal, Rav Akiva used to daven long. But on the other hand, the Chofetz Chaim brings down here that Rav Akiva, when he was davening with a tzibur, he davened very short. He cut it short. Why? Because he knew people were waiting for him. I remember we had a big Talmud Chacham speaking here about a year or so ago. And he mentioned that his Rebbe, he was talking about the importance of pace. The way to keep kavana, to keep focus, is to make sure you have a good pace. Not too fast, not too slow. And he brought a proof because his Rebbe in England, when he didn't daven so slow. He was a big Rosh Yeshiva, and he davened at a nice clip. So I told him that maybe that's not a proof to pace necessarily. It's a proof to this idea. In other words, that you see big Talmid Chacham, and when they're wherever they're at, they a lot of times daven fast because they know people are waiting for them. So therefore, they don't want people to get hung up. So therefore, they don't want people to wait. So they daven fast. So that's based upon this idea. And again, you have to make sure the Chofetz Chaim says that people don't make fun of you or look down upon you because you're davening really slow. So the Chofetz Chaim says an amazing thing. He says, if you're davening, if you want to daven more, so what you could do is that You're scared people won't like it. So you could step back. Step back when the chazan begins the repetition, even though you didn't finish Shmoneh Esrei. And then when the chazan gets to Kedusha, you go back to your original place, right? Because everybody thinks you're saying Kedusha, like we said before. And, of course, you can't answer Kedusha because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but you'll listen to Kedusha, and then, but at least people won't think anything about you because they think you're finished. You step back, even though you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? Incredible mission, Bruce. Okay, pick this up in the next show.